Okay, so the meeting upstairs at the Greyhound here in Wivenhoe has just finished. It's a meeting to explore ideas all about Radio Wivenhoe. How exciting. So I sort of do feel now I'm almost under some kind of audition because I floated the idea of putting forward a speech-based chat programme, which I'm very, very keen to pursue. And so I'm going to put to the test my amateurish interview skills. I'm with Jerry, who is the leading guy, I think, behind this project. So, Jerry, first of all, Radio Wivenhoe, can you explain a bit more about what the idea is and your own background?
Okay, my name's Jerry Davis. I work for BT in Martlesham. I'm involved with the Wivenhoe First website and also the Wivenhoe Business Association. And a few months ago, I sat down and thought, wondered how we could improve the visibility of Wivenhoe. And a radio station came to mind. We used to have SGR, that then merged with Hart. Then Hart moved up to Chelmsford, so we've got no local radio station in this area whatsoever. I looked at broadcasting on the FM, and licences aren't going to be released until 2013 for this area. We can't use DAB as it's too costly. It's around about £5,000 a month for a channel. So the next best thing was the internet, and so I've set up Radio Wivenhoe.
Which I think really is fascinating, because if we're having this conversation maybe sort of 10, 15 or so years ago, having a radio station, you'd think of some shiny studio and DJs in there, big money behind it. But the whole beauty of online broadcasting, really, what is a radio station now? The idea is out there, and there are kind of small costs involved, but it makes it possible for a town like Wivenhoe to actually support its own online venture for the time being.
Absolutely. We're running this venture on a non-for-profit basis. And the running costs vary between £10 and £50 a month, which is not a great deal. It's running on a PC or a server at the moment. The software is all free on the internet, so I'm really surprised that other people in other villages haven't grabbed this opportunity and set up their own radio station. Let's hope Wivenhoe First is the first, and we'll be the leader.
Okay, so let's just try and visualise the basic concept. So really, it's a radio station which is going to broadcast online initially until we get going and really find our feet and hopefully prove ourselves. All volunteer-led, supporting fiercely, I think rightly so, local businesses. And with a view possibly, we're thinking about 2013, looking a bit further ahead, if there is maybe the chance of a more local or regional licence being up for grabs. That's an idea to maybe take forward.
Absolutely, yes. We've got 2 years to learn how to do it properly and to prove ourselves to Ofcom, who actually grant the licences, and we will most certainly be applying for a licence in the latter half of 2013. We want Wivenhoe to have its own local community radio station and take over from where SGR and Hart have left off.
Yeah, I think it's the idea of being local, which is what really excites a lot of people, because it just really speaks to the community here. And you can listen to endless radio stations up and down the dial here, but you don't feel as though it's anything particular. And even our friends in Colchester, although we enjoy going into the town, this is pretty much a real Wivenhoe-based idea. So, you know, it's for local people, local businesses, all about Wivenhoe.
Absolutely. As I said in the meeting, I feel that I'm just facilitating it at the moment. And this is a radio station for the community, and I hope it will be run by the community. And the statistics that I've seen is that we're actually getting people listening from Hong Kong and America at the moment.
And the meeting went really well. So we had, I did a brief head count, I'd say somewhere between 35, 40-ish people. And it hasn't been advertised, you know, extensively. But I think the feedback was really positive. So we had ideas for a whole different variety of genres of shows, from music-based to chat-based to comedy-based. And it just seemed, what I thought was really encouraging, Jerry, it was all the different groups that we know about on Wivenhoe, so people like the comedy group, poetry people, Martin Yule, all various people that people identify, seem to be behind this idea, and they were in this one room this evening putting forward ideas.
Absolutely, yes. As you said, we had the Poetry Wivenhoe, the book club wanted to do a slot, Martin Yule is going to be producing jingles, and we've got three of his programmes which will be broadcast very soon. They were produced for BBC Radio 4, but they were never ever aired, so we have the copyright to use those, called Auntie's Attic, and they're a collection of eclectic songs and usual Martin Newell banter. Something to look forward to, I think.
We can all look forward to that. So a few kind of facts. So a launch date. It's a bit kind of fluid, but any sort of rough time period as to what's going to be the next few stages, please?
I would like to think that the beginning of July we will be going live with people presenting shows. There might be recorded shows, they might be live. At the moment we're testing out the software and the hardware. It's playing music 24/7. When I'm not at work, I'm trying to do a live show. Every Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, there's a show that I've recorded. We're playing all the number one songs from 1960 to the present day, and it's a year for each week. Last week was 1960. This coming Sunday at 3 o'clock is 1961.
And so it's currently, yes, doing these kind of test broadcasts. People can listen in, so let's get some details in. Where do we go to online, please, to find out more?
It's www.radiowivenhoe.co.uk. There's links for you to listen with Media Player, QuickTime. We'll be on iTunes Radio in a couple of days' time. That's all on the front page. There's forms for you to fill in if you want to help out or make suggestions. Links for you to click to have dedications played. There's text. We're on Skype, Radio Wivenhoe, Twitter at Radio Wivenhoe, and on Facebook, Radio Wivenhoe.
This sounds all very, very professional already. It's really the kind of early stages, but please do go to the website. So it's radiowivenhoe.co.uk. And from there, you will see, as Jerry mentioned, all these links to such as Twitter, the email account, Facebook, which are very, very active. And I do encourage people to take them further. But I think more importantly, you know, just to get involved, because it is the idea, it is this station for the community. And if it's just a small number of people, it might do quite well. The more people on board, more people supporting, then who knows?
Absolutely, the sky's the limit. We just want to get on the FM channel.
Okay, well, that's been, I don't know, hopefully I might have passed your audition, but if we end it there. But I'm very, very keen to pursue some kind of chat-based programme, speaking to Wivenhoe locals. But anyone listening, please do look at the website, so it's Radio Wivenhoe. And yeah, onwards, we'll start broadcasting, hopefully, very, very soon. Thank you for your time, Jerry.
No, thank you, Jason. We look forward to hearing you.